On News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Back it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thanksgiving week. We're in the middle of Thanksgiving week here. I can't believe it's already the Tuesday. Like, it's because Thanksgiving is 2 days away, and it's going to be here before we know it. And I know a lot of people are still trying to prepare for everything. So it's going to be here. It's kind of crazy. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news here for you. So the Supreme Court has gone ahead and okayed Trump handing his taxes over to Congress. Oh, yes. So the Supreme Court, this is something that a judge had recently had said that the Trump administration, or sorry, that Congress could get Trump's tax returns. And he appealed to the Supreme Court to withhold them. And the Supreme Court has ruled, no, they have the right to see your tax returns. So there we go. This is going to, now with a Republican-controlled House, though, there's a lot of people thinking it may not, you know, may not be able to do anything with it like they could have before. So it may not be as big of an issue. But I don't know, because there's a lot of Republicans who aren't necessarily on Trump's side. So I do think there could be, you know, that could be a concern for Trump and for people who are hoping that Trump could get reelected. Because here's the thing. Trump could run for president even if he's in jail. Like, say they found something that was horrible, right? Even if they found something, he could still run for president. It's just he's probably not going to get the votes, right? And so I think that's one of these things that it comes down to, is trying to figure out how to, like, I think there's a lot of people trying to figure out how to keep him from being able to do well if he runs for president. All right, continue on here. In the final White House briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged Americans to get the updated COVID booster once again. Now, he did say he never imagined that COVID would kill millions of Americans. And I guess got a little heated with some questions from the White House press staff, including where did COVID originate from? And at that point, Anthony Fauci, who's, you know, he's stepping down, this is his last briefing, he just responded, "I'm done with you." Oh, okay. So in other words, I don't have to put up with this stuff anymore. So there you go. President Biden is extending the student loan repayment freeze as the relief program is tied up in courts now. In fact, I had a little bit more to talk about that later on in the show. But Biden administration is still encouraging people to that have already, because remember, they froze the applications. So if you've not filled out the application for the Biden-Harris student debt relief program, it's too late for now. They went ahead and paused that. But at the same time, apparently, they're sending emails out to people and they're putting stuff out in social media saying that they're going to be able to get it going. They're going to win the court battle, and pretty soon they will open up the doors again for this for the student debt relief program. So in the meantime, since it is tied up in the courts, they are going ahead and having it extending the student loan repayments freeze. So you don't have to make your student loan payments if you're doing that. So that's the latest update on that as well. And other news here, Argentina's Lionel Messi was interviewed after their shocking defeat in the World Cup against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia beats Argentina 2-1. They were a 500-1 underdog to beat Argentina in the opener. And he says that there's just no excuses for the shock loss right there. Let's go ahead and get Traffic in the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Come back here a couple more top stories for you.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear throughout Pensacola, but we're seeing some slow traffic due to construction in a couple different areas. So our everyday afternoon traffic, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, is extremely slow moving in the eastbound direction on the bridge due to construction, as well as on 98 in West Pensacola, as you are going towards Dog Track Road in the eastbound direction. It says we have construction at that intersection as well that's causing some major slowdowns. Again, eastbound on 98 as well as southbound where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. So keep that in mind. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good with no major slowdowns. But if you do see something else or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One of the big stories I saw here is that the Associated Press reporter who reported that Russia's erroneous missiles are the ones that hit Poland, that reporter has now been fired, as it obviously stirred, you know, some concerns about World War III possibly ramping up, that Russia's now starting to potentially attack another country, and it then turns out it was an erroneous Ukrainian missile that ended up hitting Poland. That Associated Press reporter has been fired. There's about 20 search teams climbing the White Mountains in New Hampshire for a missing Massachusetts hiker. She's been missing for 2 days amid freezing temperatures up there. Then back over with the story in Colorado Springs, that terrible shooting over there. Apparently the shooter grew up in San Antonio under a different name. He changed his name at 15 years old over online bullying. And so that's kind of a little update on that whole story. Kind of just crazy and bizarre. Then Ford F-150 pickup trucks have been recalled. 453,000 of them have been recalled because windshield wipers may fail. So yeah, it's a windshield wiper thing. It's not as dangerous as some other things, although I've been caught in a rainstorm before and my windshield wipers didn't work, and it's pretty scary when you have some torrential rain coming down and you can't see anything. The world economy is expected to grow to 3.1% this year. And you're thinking, oh, well, that's good then, right? No, that's actually bad. Last year, it grew at 5.9%, so growing to 3.1% is actually considerably down. So there's that one as well. Then the backlash pertaining to the whole Taylor Swift, you know, tickets being a problem on Ticketmaster. The tour promoter says they didn't really have any choice but to work with Ticketmaster, and because a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you use some other organization or something like that? And they're saying they didn't really have a choice that much. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, this is the 15th year for Fill the Mayflower from Mana Food Pantries, and it's presented by Coastal Moving and Stores, WEAR Channel 3, and us. And so just swing by Cordova Mall right now until 6 o'clock tonight, and you can drop off non-perishable food items or even just leave them some money. So go by 6 o'clock tonight to the Cordova Mall. You'll see the big 53-foot Mayflower moving van, so you can't really miss that, and you just drop off the stuff there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Our top trending news this hour, GOP leaders today calling on the head of Homeland Security to resign.
Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
That's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He took a tour of the border today. Of course, he's poised to become the next Speaker of the House, promised to use his subpoena power to hold Alejandro Mayorkas accountable. The latest federal report showing over 230,000 border encounters in October, an all-time record. Former President Trump's tax returns could be in the hands of a House committee soon. The Supreme Court has refused to block those records from being released to the Democrat-led panel. The court's refusal to intervene came after Chief Justice John Roberts stopped the process earlier this month. The driver that was charged in that deadly crash at an Apple store in Massachusetts now has his bail set, $100,000 cash today. Police, of course, arrested Bradley Rain Monday after he drove his SUV into a store. He says his foot got stuck on the accelerator and police did not find any drugs or alcohol in his system. Bobby, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, the NFL now announcing the Modern Era Hall of Fame semifinalists for this year's class. Among those eligible for election are Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Steve Smith, Joe Thomas, and Hines Ward. Others listed include DeMarcus Ware, Reggie Wayne, Vince Wilfork, and Robert Mathis. They're going to be announcing the class for the Hall of Fame on February 9th during a NFL Honors live show.
Oh, very nice. When I was younger, I used to be real big into like all those Hall of Fame shows and the Hall of Fame games and all that stuff. I haven't watched one in years now. Maybe a speech here or there, like a clip of a speech, actually. Not even a full speech,
right,
but like a clip of a speech might be all I watch. I don't know. Do you watch any of those Hall of Fame type things?
No, I'm kind of like you. I used to, and then the older you get and the more you got going on, you're just too busy.
Just too busy.
Who's got time for that kind of stuff? Well, and one of those things normally go 2-3 hours if you watch all speeches, and it's easily. Who has that much time?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't, not me. So, so we got the new mayor sworn in today, and the outgoing mayor was given some gifts and everything for Pensacola. So, we got a new transition happening here. So, when's the first city council meeting? Then is it? I guess it'll be next week that he'll be in charge of the city council meeting, right?
I believe so. I don't have the list of meetings in
sure
front of me.
The holiday, if there's going to be any kind of delay or something like that.
Let me look into that and I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we are seeing some slow traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Typical afternoon traffic due to construction on the bridge. Also having slow traffic on West Michigan in the westbound direction. This is near Gulf Manor. This is as you're moving towards Mobile Highway. And lastly, still seeing some delays eastbound on 98. This is going to be throughout West Pensacola as 98 is meeting with Dog Track Road where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. So keep that intersection in mind. You're going to wait at that light for just a bit. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I just mentioned there one of the top three stories, President Biden going to extend the student loan repayment freeze. But I have another update on the student loan forgiveness program next. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 437-1620. Just a reminder, Feel the Mayflower going on right now at the Cordova Mall. Swing on by and drop off some non-perishable food items to help out Mana Food Pantries. And you can do that until 6 p.m. So the Biden administration, we know like, what, a month ago now, a month and a half ago, the Biden administration released the student loan debt forgiveness program where you could get up to $10,000 of your student loans forgiven, or $20,000 if they were like grants or something like that. And then we knew there was going to be lawsuits. Sure enough, there were. There was lawsuits implemented that tried to stop it. Now it's gone to the point where there is a this has gone all the way up to where they're appealing to the Supreme Court. So first of all, a couple of judges have blocked it. Okay, so it's been blocked nationwide where they cannot go forward with the student debt relief program. However, at the same time, so with that, the Biden administration froze or paused all further applications. But then now apparently an email has been going out from Education Secretary Miguel Cardona as early as just this week. I got this from the Daily Wire. An email has been going out telling people that filled out the student loan debt forgiveness application that they were found to be eligible for loan relief. We have sent your approval onto your loan provider. You do not need to take any further action. Some of these emails came out, like I said, this week, even though the federal government has paused, or the federal judge has paused this program, and now it's being appealed to the Supreme Court. So I guess they're just like, they're just confident they're going to win in the Supreme Court, I guess. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So this is a I do want to talk about Border Patrol in just a minute. There was a pretty sad story pertaining to the Border Patrol, we know they're having a record number of people crossing the borders, record number of people who are or interactions at the border, and we talk about how much that affects, you know, the country, jobs, how much strain it puts on different cities, but sometimes we don't think about how much strain it might be putting on the actual Border Patrol agents. So talk about that story here in just a minute. So there is and then we got your sports hit coming up as well. So let me get started with your top three stories first. Oh, wait, first, Mana Food Pantry's only got, an hour and 20 minutes left to head on out to Cordova Mall to drop off some non-perishable food items to help fill up the 53-foot Mayflower moving van for Mana Food Pantry's. It's the Fill the Mayflower presented by Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR Channel 3, and, of course, us. So be sure to go out there. Got a short period of time left, hour and 20 minutes, to get out there and drop that stuff off. All right, top three stories here for you. Starting off with the Supreme Court clearing the House panel to go ahead and get Trump's tax returns. So they've been trying to go after these tax returns since he was running for office the first time in 2016. And now this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court now has ruled that, yes, they can get his tax returns. And Associated Press reporter who basically wrote the initial story came out with the story that Russian missiles hit Poland. The story was obviously retracted later, and then we find out it was actually Ukrainian missiles that hit Poland. Well, that reporter has now been fired and for stirring up, you know, World War III concerns. And then President Biden is going to extend the student loan repayment freeze as the relief program is tied up in the courts. Going back here real quick to this Trump tax return situation, the reason why Trump, and I know a lot of other Republicans, are so reluctant to allow the panel to have his tax returns is because they know that they're gonna go through it with a fine-tooth comb and look for something that may not even be illegal. But if they can find something that could be deemed unethical or even portrayed to be unethical or portrayed to be done wrong, then they'll do so. And that's where they're at now. I mean, that's what they're trying to do, because we talk about all the time, right, with politics. Perception is reality. So if they can create some sort of perception that he did something wrong, even if it's not illegal, then that's a win for them. And Trump knows that, and that's why he's trying to prevent them from getting him. Well, now it's gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says it. That's pretty much it. He has no other appeals. That's where it's at. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
TNT has the NBA tonight, and it's going to be at 6:30 with the Brooklyn Nets against the Philadelphia 76ers, followed by the Lakers against the Phoenix Suns. And then NCAA football, got a little Tuesday night football, a little earlier than normal. Usually starts on Wednesdays, but Tuesday night here tonight on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock, Ball State playing Miami of Ohio. Also at 6 o'clock in ESPNU, Bowling Green State University plays Ohio University. So two Ohio teams right there. Four Ohio teams. let's see here. NCAA men's basketball already underway. Earlier today, number 21, Texas Tech beat Louisville in the second game, 70-38. Right now, Ohio State University is beating Cincinnati, 28-24. That game's on ESPN2. And number 13, Auburn is going to be playing Bradley later tonight. And then on ESPN, number 9, Arkansas is hosting number 10, Creighton. That's on ESPN. And the other ranked game on ESPN is going to be number 14, Arizona, playing number 17, San Diego State University. NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network with Buffalo Sabres taking on Montreal and the Rangers playing L.A. And the World Cup updates here for you. So the big surprise was that Saudi Arabia ended up beating Argentina 2-1. And then Denmark and Tunisia ended up in a draw at 0-0. Mexico and Poland ended up in a draw at 0-0. And France beat Australia 4-1. So pretty big blowout right there in their NCAA, or sorry, in the FIFA World Cup. I'll give you your sports news and your CBS Sports Minute right after traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking pretty typical this afternoon. We have I-10 and I-110 moving smoothly. Slow traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, as well as seeing some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction on West Michigan Avenue approaching South Gulf Manor. This is going to be as you are moving closer to Mobile Highway. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. In sports news, not a whole lot going on in the sports world today, but I'll let you know about this. Baker Mayfield being benched. Sam Darnold will be taking over the starting quarterback position for the Panthers as he's finally recovered from his injury. And then Dak Prescott says that the interest between Dallas Cowboys and OBJ is mutual, that he might be the latest receiver for Dak Prescott. And finally, NCAA has awarded the Final Four to Las Vegas for the very first time. The city will host the Final Four in 2028. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. While most of us were sleeping, one of the biggest upsets in the history of the World Cup took place. Argentina, with one of the most famous athletes on planet Earth, Lionel Messi, was upset by Saudi Arabia 2-1. Unfathomable. But two things make this more than an upset. First, Messi has intimated that this is his last World Cup. Second, Messi is an ambassador for Saudi Arabia tourism. Saudi Arabia is bidding for the World Cup in 2030, but so is Messi's home country of Argentina. Which country will he throw his massive celebrity and influence behind? I'm Maggie Gray.
CBS.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
All right, there you go. That is the CBS Sports Minute for you right here on News Radio 92.3. So I want to change subject over to the Border Patrol. So we know that we have a record number of encounters at the border for 2 years in a row. Since President Biden took over, there's just been a flood of migrants coming to the border, claiming asylum, and even if they don't have a purpose for it, but because there's so many people, the hearing for their asylum hearing or the asylum request gets pushed back many, many months. President Trump had a plan that they could wait. They could have an asylum hearing, but they're going to have to wait in Mexico for that. Once Biden got rid of that policy, we've seen a huge spike in the number of migrants who've gone to the border because now he lets them into the country. And then, miraculously, a lot of these people aren't showing up for their hearings. We also know that just being overwhelmed in general. So we know it's overwhelming our border. We know it's overwhelming us. What's it doing to the actual agents who are handling this? Sad story here. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has seen at least 4 personnel die by suicide in the past 2 weeks as the agency struggles under the weight of record illegal immigration. The National Border Patrol Council Vice President at Large, Sergio Moreno, shared this, and he says that they're experiencing all kinds of personnel issues. Obviously, suicide being the worst aspect of it, but other parts of it is because of the strain and stress, but other aspects of it is people quitting or not joining the Customs Border Patrol agency because they're like, it'd be too overwhelming, essentially. And then, according to Moreno, he says, under the current administration, we are not allowed to do the full functions of the Border Patrol, the enforcement aspect. And so, yeah, here's somebody from the National Border Patrol Council who's pointing the finger at the president and saying that that this has created distraught Border Patrol agents. They know what their job is, but when they don't feel like they're getting any support from the federal government with their policies that are pushing people away from the border, instead they're attracting people, then it creates a bigger problem. In fact, one Border Patrol agent who requested anonymity in this article from the Daily Caller said that basically having to release illegal immigrants once they're tracked and arrested has placed even more stress on the agents. And then two, quote, since the Biden administration came into office, we lost our purpose, end quote. Ouch. Going on another one here. No support program will fix this. We need our purpose back. We know the long-term effects that this surge of illegal immigration will have on the country. The country will be a larger scale of what the sanctuary states have a glimpse of. The lawlessness created by the government-funded support programs will destroy our education and our medical structures. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. And then we get into some of the foods that we would or would not get rid of for Thanksgiving. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions or text 850-437-1620. We're talking about one of the top three stories is the Supreme Court ruled that Trump does have to give his, or the House can go ahead and get 6 years worth of President Trump's tax returns. That's something they've been fighting for years and years and years. Here's the text. Trump has always said that he would release his tax returns. He said this before he even became president. Then he drug his feet throughout the term. Yeah. Yep, that's true. Another text here pertaining to the Border Patrol agents who committed suicide, four of them in the last 2 weeks. More blood on Biden's hands. This is so sad. Another text here. My prediction for 2023, Dr. Fauci retires from the government service. End of the first pay period, collects a bunch of awards, medals, and accolades, gets huge advance for tell-all autobiography, then moves to Switzerland with his wife out of reach from the new Congress. Well, we know he's – so today was his final – it wasn't his farewell, but it was kind of his final address to the Congress. So he's already stepping down from government service, so it won't even be the first pay period. He's stepping down – at the end of this term here, I thought. Yeah, he is. He's stepping down at the end of the year. As far as receiving a bunch of awards, medals, and accolades, I don't know. He's already received a bunch of them, to be honest. So, and he probably will do some sort of autobiography. That would not surprise me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic on the fives brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have our everyday afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. 98 is checking in clear on Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer in Pensacola that Dave Ramsey recommends. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, Baptist Hospital has now selected a developer for a portion of their Moreno Street campus after they move to that new facility off of I-110 next year. Baptist has chosen the Paces Foundation and Soho Housing Partnership. They're going to develop about 10 acres of the campus. The group's proposal would include over 112 multifamily rental units. Over 100 would be specifically for seniors. It would also include park and rec areas, and they plan to ask the Pensacola City Council for just over $400,000 in support for that project at their next meeting coming up December 15th.
Well, there you go. Very nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I did see this as Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days. Someone polled Americans to find out, like, if you decided to cut one food that you normally would serve, which one would it be? The top foods we'd be willing to cut would be extra desserts, followed by Brussels sprouts, squash, creamed spinach, cooked carrots, yams, cauliflower, mac and cheese, cornbread, and broccoli. Those are the top 10. But then they looked at the top foods that we would never cut for Thanksgiving. The number one and number one is turkey. 36% said that they would be that'd be the last food that they would get rid of. The top foods we'd never cut: turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, sweet potatoes, bread rolls, salad, soup, biscuits, green beans, and green bean casserole. Yeah, that sounds like your main, like that's your main Thanksgiving meals right there. It kind of makes sense to me. So speaking of which, on our green beans, you would not get rid of the green beans, or you would get rid of the green beans? They'd be gone. Okay, all right, I can see that. I could see the green beans going away. I would not get rid of. I probably would get rid of the turkey. I would, because I'd keep ham instead of turkey, but I wouldn't get rid of mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes. Like those are like, and stuffing. Like those are my three, and rolls. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, rolls. That's what I'd keep. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Friday. Speaking of which, we still have on our Facebook page a poll of the of the foods, the top foods you want for Thanksgiving. So our Thanksgiving showdown. So you got to check that out. All right. So today's sign of the apocalypse. Someone tried in Fort Lauderdale tried to fly to Haiti, and they got caught in the airport trying to smuggle a gun through security. Through the way they tried to smuggle a gun through security was they stuck it inside an uncooked chicken. That's gross and weird. But yeah, it's a foul smelling gun right there.